دكتور سيبك تيري ان اوفيس نوت اون بيشنت مارثا ايدز ام اي ار تي اتش اي ايدز اي اي دي اس ديت اوف بيرث 12/23/1923 ديت اوف سيرفيس 3/7/2024 بيريود باراجراف The patient is 90-year-old white female who was referred to see me by Dr. Dunn, D-U-N-N, Lindsay Dunn, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine per paragraph. Her past medical history includes history of chronic kidney disease stage 3 to 4, has seen Dr. Wins in the past as nephrologist, period. Next diagnosis is history of AV blocks, supposed pacemaker placement. Next, history of hyperlipidemia. Next, colon cancer, supposed partial colectomy. Next, recurrent UTIs. Next, overactive bladder. Next, history of sepsis requiring hospitalization. Next, hypertension. Next, melanoma. Period. Past surgical history includes colon surgery times 2, left foot surgery, next bilateral knee replacement, next neck surgery, next cataract surgery times 2, next melanoma resection, next pacemaker replacement. Go back to past medical history and add history of macular degeneration. Per paragraph, allergies, is allergic to codeine and sulfa. Per paragraph, social history, patient lives alone, has had only one child, no smoking, no alcohol. She's a retired bookkeeper, period. Paragraph, family history, mother, on her mother's side, there is colon cancer. Mother had heart disease, father had heart disease and COPD. Her sister had heart and colon cancer and leukemia. Brother had lymphoma. Review system reveals no headache, no chest pain, shortness of breath upon exertion, positive, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, nocturia times one, when she takes Gemtesa, no dysuria reported. No straining upon urination. She does have urge incontinence, denies any vaginal dryness. She does have reports complete bladder emptying. She reports diarrhea after her colectomy up to 5 times a day. Period. Paragraph, leg swelling possible. Other systems are even are negative. Immunization, she received 4 shots of the COVID gene editing therapies. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils, genital, active light, and inundation, injected conjunctive and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no paragraph neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, and rhythm normal, sphenous tube, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles always is heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garing rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's what, 2+ pitting edema in the lower extremities. She has varicosities in the lower extremities. No skin rash noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations show the following. BUN 24 creatinine 1.5 estimate. GFR is 33 milliliter per minute. CKD APC statin is 23 milliliter per minute. Blood sugar is 113. Hemoglobin is 13.6, white count 6.5, platelet is 205. Her last urine analysis from 1/30/2024 showed UTI with the Klebsiella in culture, urine culture. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3-4. This is most likely related to cardiorenal syndrome, use of diuretics, and nephron loss from aging. However, we are going to do a minimal renal workup. Period. Patient was instructed to avoid the nephrotoxic agents, namely NSAIDs. Period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis. Hyperlipidemia. Patient currently taking rosuvastatin. I recommend to switch her to simvastatin to avoid detrimental effect of rosuvastatin on her kidneys, period. Next diagnosis. fluid retention like edema and varicose veins. Patient currently on diuretics. She is to use support stockings. Next, congestive heart failure. Continue clarithromycin and potassium supplementation as per cardiology. Period next. Recurrent urinary tract infection. We're going to start patient on cranberry / mannose supplementation with probiotics to prevent recurrent UTIs. She's following with Dr. Sutton, urology. Next, overactive bladder, continue Gemtesa. Next, hypertension control on current regimen. Next, history of colon cancer, suspect colectomy. Few paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Dunn, D-U-N-N, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see her back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I will keep you updated on her progress. End of report. Thanks. CC, Dr. Lindsay Dunn. CC, Dr. George Eunice. CC, Dr. Sutton, urology. Period. End of report. Thanks.